This is Akashvani, the news read by Amrit Bhushan. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated the new terminal building of the Tuticorin Airport and also laid the foundation for projects worth 4,800 crore rupees in Tamil Nadu yesterday after returning from Maldives. Spread across 17,340 square metres, the terminal will be equipped to handle 20 lakh passengers annually. In railway infrastructure, the Prime Minister inaugurated the electrification of the 99-kilometre Madurai-Bodinayakkanur line. He also inaugurated the 650 crore rupees doubling of the 21-kilometre Nagarkoil town Kanyakumari section, additionally the doubling of the Aralvaimodi-Nagarkoil junction and Tirunelveli-Melapalayam sections. Addressing people on this occasion, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said Tamil Nadu is witnessing unprecedented development, which reflects the centre's resolve to make the state a driving force of Vikasit Bharat.
4,800 crore rupees ke projects ka lokarpan aur shilanyas kiya gaya hai. Inme airport, highways, ports aur railways ke projects hai. और पावर सेक्टर से जुड़े अहम इनिशिएटिव भी है. तमिलनाडु की जनता को इसकी बहुत बहुत बधाई देता हूँ.
प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी विल शेयर हिज थॉट्स विद द पीपल ऑफ द कंट्री एंड अब्रॉड इन द मन की बात प्रोग्राम ऑन आकाशवाणी टुडे एट 11 AM. इट विल बी द 124th एपिसोड ऑफ द मंथली रेडियो प्रोग्राम. The program will be broadcast across the entire Akashvani and Doordarshan networks, the AIR News website and the News on AIR mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of AIR News, DD News, the PMO and the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. RSS Chief Mohan Bhagavath has emphasized the need for an educational alternative based on Bharat Darshan as it is essential for Vikasit Bharat. He said this while addressing the Rashtriya Chintan Baithak organized by Shiksha Sanskriti Uthan Nyas at Ernakulam in Kerala. He further said that our educational system was developed on the basis of long-time influence of colonial ideas. India has sent a consignment of humanitarian assistance to the people of Somalia. In a social media post, Ministry of External Affairs spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said that the consignment consists of 10 tons, which includes essential medicines, surgical items, hospital essentials and biomedical equipment. He also added that India is continuing humanitarian assistance to Somalia. The National Human Rights Commission, NHRC, will hold a two-day open hearing and camp sitting in Telangana's Hyderabad on the 28th and 29th of this month to hear 109 alleged human rights violation cases of the state. The NHRC chairperson, Justice V. Ramasubramanian, along with the members of the commission, will hear the cases. According to the NHRC, complainants and the concerned state officers will be present during the sitting. The commission will also meet the representatives of civil society organizations, NGOs and human rights defenders to understand the human rights issues concerning the state. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued a red alert for extremely heavy rainfall over West Madhya Pradesh, East Rajasthan and Gujarat today. The weather agency said that monsoon conditions are likely to be in active phase over central India and along the west coast and adjoining Ghat areas during the next 3 days. Heavy to very heavy rainfall is also expected today over Saurashtra, Kutch, Konkan, Goa, Madhya Maharashtra and coastal and north interior Karnataka. In the fourth test of the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy, Captain Shubman Gill and KL Rahul gave India a glimmer of hope with gritty half-centuries as England took a massive 311-run lead on day four of Manchester Test. At stumps, India stood at 174 for 2 after two wicketless sessions, still trailing the hosts by 137 runs. Having lost Yashasvi Jaiswal and Sai Sudarshan for no run in the second innings, Gill not out at 78 and Rahul unbeaten at 87 showed much-needed patience in their 174-run stand. And that is the end of this news bulletin.